主爱之家的弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
记得在1月26号，我来到教会跟大家一起敬拜讲道的时候呢，我很感谢主，当时的领袖非常的警觉。
I praise the Lord. When I came to the church about 2 months ago, I realized the leaders of the church were very much alert.
当时疫情正在这个武汉爆发的时候，已经封城了。
At the time, Wuhan has locked down its city.
然后呢，我们一起敬拜的时候，我还特别记得，主席提醒我们，我们就这样的，恭祝大家新年好，就不用握手了。
I still remember the chairperson of the church asked everyone to greet each other without shaking hands.
想不到是两个月之后，整个疫情从东方转到西方，转到欧美的国家，特别是我们身处在纽约，这个是个重灾区。
Little did we know the pandemic has turned from the east to the west, and now New York has become one of the epic centers.
在这个疫情不断的还没有完全受到控制，还在我们身边不断的在蔓延的时候，我们都活在一种困境中。
Before the epidemic has be under control, we are all still limited in and suffered in this pandemic.
我相信你跟我都身处在这个环境中的时候，真的是亲身体会了，无论是这个身体上的，家人的身体，或者是有些人的自己的身体，好像都受到一些的影响。
That while we are experiencing these difficulties, I believe all of us were impacted, no matter emotionally or physically or economically.
特别当很多人因为这个疫情受影响的时候，有些公司倒闭，有些人呢也是要没有失就丢失了工作。你可以想象到这个经济的压力也是非常的现实的。
As we can imagine, people were impacted by this pandemic, caused their job, they do not have income, and we are all suffering from the pressure of economical downturn.
美国用了从2008年那个金融海啸之后，用了11年的时间，创造了很多的这个工作，根据统计呢，有2000多万的工作量，那短短的五个星期呢，就把已经有2600万的人就要拿这个失业的补助金了。
It took America 11 years to turn the economical downturn by creating jobs and stimulate a package to the economy to today, 5 weeks ago, yet it only took 5 weeks for America to turn to the lowest valley, and now people need to have subsidizing from the government in order to survive.
我不知道大家的情况怎么样，愿主的平安临到每一位，也愿神继续的保守我们在困境中，我们能够胜过困境。
I don't know where are you right now. May God help us so that we can overcome difficulties in this time.
今天我们一起来思想的诗篇就是34篇，是大卫落在困境当中的时候，他整个人都疯了，也是可以说是专疯，然后呢写了这首的诗歌。
And today we are going to meditate upon a psalm, which is Psalm 34. At the time, David was under quite stress. He pretended to be insane before a king in order to avoid trouble of himself.
事实上真的很多人因为这个疫情呢被困在家中，我前两天看一个报道呢，连这个家庭的这种的矛盾，离婚率都上升了。
Indeed, all of us, because of the epidemic, we are all stranded in our house, And oftentimes it creates family issues and relationship issue, and divorce rate has gone up.
在以前的过去武汉呢，真的是看到一些视频呢，这个疫情过后之后，有些人就出到街上走路的时候呢，就是整个人疯了，然后呢，他就不断的就告诉人，我的爸爸妈妈在哪呢？就在问他整个人的精神状况已经是疯了。
And there were recording and video clips online, from people in Wuhan after they have dismissed the quadrant rule. People went to the street and started to speak nonsense, asking, where are my parents?
所以弟兄姐妹，我相信我们每一个人面对这个疫情当中的时候，真的是要求神来保守我们的心生灵都能够健康，能够靠主得胜来抗疫。
Therefore, truly, brothers and sisters, we need to come to the Lord and ask Him to keep us safe and healthy in terms of our emotion condition and spiritual condition and physical condition.
好，我们在读诗篇三十四篇的时候，他第一句话他说：“大卫在亚比米勒面前装疯，被他赶出去，就作这诗。”
So as we read Psalm 34, at the beginning it says like this: of David, when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he left.
一个人，他真的是面对大卫面对很大的逼迫，因为他所尊重的他的所尊重的这个扫罗王啊，竟然要把他处死，要逼迫他。
David was truly under pressure. At the time, he was pursued by the king he respected, King David. And King David tried to pursue David and tried to kill him.
King Saul. 扫罗要追杀他。
So King Saul tried to kill David.
今天我们希望我们每一个人在这个疫情中呢，真的是从这篇诗篇来学习如何做义人胜困境。
So may all of us, especially where we are today, learn from David, how can we overcome trials?
做义人来胜困境。
And how can we be a righteous person in order to overcome trials?
大卫他敬畏神，他是一个可以说是个无名小卒，然后呢被神兴起来击败哥利亚腓利斯人。
Though David is almost like the one who is nobody, yet he is a godly person, and because his faithfulness to God, he was able to defeat giant Goliath.
那为什么他会在这里装疯呢？从撒母耳记上的21章里面的10节到15节有个背景呢，让我们很快的了解一下。
And why David pretend to be insane, over here, that we can find out the background of the story from 1 Samuel.
就是当大卫他打败了哥利亚的时候，他回来的时候，那些的妇女呢来赞美说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死什么？杀死万万。所以呢扫罗听到这个消息的时候就非常的怒气，从那一天起就要除灭，要杀死大卫。
As David defeated the giant Goliath,the entire Israel army returned back to Jerusalem as the women in the city started to praise King Saul and David, saying, King Saul killed thousands, and yet David kills tens of thousands. And because of that, King Saul started to have jealousy against David and tried to kill David.
对大卫他敬畏神，但是呢，却遭到一个很不公平的对待，他被追杀，然后呢，一直的逃亡， 逃到这个腓利斯人的地方，就是大卫在这里所记载的这个亚比米勒王面前钻风。
Though David is a godly person, yet he was being persecuted unjustly. David escaped and tried to flee from King Saul, and now he went to an enemy camp, which is ruled by the king Abimelech.
在圣经撒母耳记上21章记载呢，是大卫在加特王雅基面前装疯的事。那加特王雅基，那很多解经家都认为亚比米勒就是亚杰王的别名啊，意思说这个是历史的背景，是大卫在腓利斯王的面前呢装疯子，然后呢就被赶出去了。
So according to the scholar and historian believe Abimelech is the name of the king of Philistine at the time, and David went to the enemy camp and tried to be insane in order to keep himself safe.
啊，圣经记载呢，他的吐口水啊，胡子流满口水，然后呢，在众人面前装疯跳舞，然后这个王看见他那位疯子，就把他赶出去，以致他的生命得到保存。他躲到被赶出去的时候，就躲在洞里面，在当中回想神的救恩，神的搭救。
So as David fled to the enemy land, he pretended to be insane. He spit on himself. He danced like crazy person. So the king of Philistine think he is crazy and tried to keep him away. And therefore, David was able to stay in the land and yet hide in the cave to keep himself safe.
然后在洞穴里面呢，他就一直来思想神的恩惠。神的搭救，神的这种垂听祷告临到他的生命中，他就发出一种赞美感恩的这个诗篇34篇。
David started to meditate upon how God has saved him, rescued him during his difficulties, and therefore he wrote several psalms to praise God through his meditation.
我不知道大家在困境中会不会有时候真的是 went crazy 啊，都疯了一样，真的心情非常的烦躁，而且呢也会做出一些很奇怪的动作啊，一种的心态。
I don't know any of you has experienced this or not. When you are under tremendous pressure, you were going insane and crazy, and to a point you couldn't control yourself.
大卫很体贴，他很明白我们的心情。所以大卫很详细的把他的感受写在这个诗篇34篇。好，我们一起来读诗篇34。这段圣经呢分开两大段，第一到十节，然后第二段是11到22节。
I trust David can truly empathize what we are going through his psalm. The psalm here is divided into two parts.The first part is from verse 1 to verse 10. The second part is from verse 11 to verse 22.
你跟我都在困境中，让我们一起来听听大卫在困境中给我们的一些的鼓励和一些的提醒。
Let us hear some reminder, advisement, encouragement from David through the psalm.
我先读1到10节，然后George 读英文，我读中文。大卫说，我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必藏在我口中，我的心必因耶和华夸耀，谦卑人听见就要喜乐。你们和我当称耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，就我脱离了一切的恐惧。凡仰望他的便有光荣，他们的脸必不蒙羞。我这困苦人呼求耶和华，便垂听，就我脱离一切患难。耶和华的使者 在敬畏他的人四围安营，搭救他们。你们要尝尝主恩的滋味啊，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，当敬畏他的，因敬畏他的一无所缺。少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求耶和华的什么好处都不缺。这就是大卫的赞美和他在呼吁人来一同来思想主的恩。
Psalm 34 verse 1 to 10, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us extol his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people. For those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
那我们就暂时读经到这里，我们回到我讲到的这个画面当中。那今天这篇信息，大卫在困境中要提醒我们，就是要做义人。第一个就是要投靠神。
First, we need to come to the Lord, ask for shelter.
可不可以讲这个画面暂时可以删掉，然后我们一起来听我在线上讲的。好，谢谢。大卫在这个黑暗的洞穴当中，他不是在埋怨神，他也不是在这边只是叫苦。
David is not grumble and complaining while he was hiding in the cave.
他在这里说，做一个义人呢，我们投靠神的时候，我们该怎么样来彰显我们的这种的投靠呢？有几方面。
He said, as a righteous person, how can we seek for shelter in the Lord? There are a few aspects we can do.
从第一到第十节里面，你可以看见呢，它是有几方面都是用我的口、我的心、我的全人在做一件事。
That as we can see from verse 1 to 10, we realize David is trying to use his lips, his heart,His whole person tried to do focusing on one thing.
就是什么？
And、
就是赞美。
That is
称颂神。
That is to praise God.
我要时时称颂神，赞美他的话常必藏在我的口中。
He constantly wants to praise God.And always keep his praise on his lips.
我不知道最近什么话在我们的口中呢？
I wonder,
就那种怒气的话、血气的话、埋怨的话，还是赞美神的话？
I wonder what are the words on our lips today, nowadays, whether we are complaining, we are grumbling, or we have words of praise to the Lord.
如果要埋怨神，如果要真的是受苦的话，大卫肯定很有资格。他这为主打胜仗了，打败了哥利亚了，竟然遭到被神高利的扫罗来追杀他。
When we talk about the person who is qualified to complain, we believe David must be the one. He's the one who defeated Goliath, and yet he was pursued and tried to and his King Saul tried to kill him. He's under a lot of unjust treatment.
所以大卫的秘诀是投靠神，在这个困境中，不要只是看问题，不要只是看人的这种的恶，看这种环境的恶劣，而是转眼的投靠神。
The secret of David is that he seeks for the Lord and he focuses on his eyesight on the Lord.
所以经文有几个字，大家注意的是，除了口赞美、称颂，心尊主为大。
So there are a few words we need to pay attention to here. First, it's our lips. We need to praise our Lord, and also our heart need to glorify the Lord.
然后第四节呢，寻求仰，第五节仰望，然后呢，第八节是尝一尝，都是讲到我们的生命，我们要寻求神，我们要仰望他，不是只是看问题，是仰望这个问题上面的。 那位爱我们的神。
So as David is doing here is that he sought for the Lord. He looked upon the Lord and also he tasted the grace of the Lord and the goodness of the Lord. So therefore we need to live above the situation and look upon the Lord.
对了，真的是当我们受这个 居家令在家居住的时候呢，面对经济上的压力，很多人都会有很多的愁烦啊。As
we are quarantined in our house, we are facing economical pressure. We worry about our jobs.
我的师母呢，病了一个半月啊，她3月20多号的时候就感冒了，然后有咳嗽，有点发烧。
And my wife has been sick for more than a month and a half. She started to have fever, she was coughing, and she is ill.
然后当时我们真的是也是很着急啊，3月20多号美国的疫情正在爆发的时候，然后我们就打电话约医生，但是医生也很难约得到，结果只能去那个 urgent care。
So we are worried because of the things happening nowadays, and we try to make an arrangement and appointment with the doctors. And the appointment was very hard to find. And finally, we were able to make an arrangement with the doctor, which is towards the end of March.
然后医生帮他检查之后呢，就发现他是有这个 influenza A， 就是流感，然后给了一些药给他。
After some testing done by the doctor diagnosed that she had suffered from influenza and she received some medication and went home.
也不帮她做那个新冠病毒的测试，因为有很多人更严重，所以她不符合资格，就不能做。
And she wasn't qualified to be tested for COVID-19 because so many other people were suffering even in a much severe condition.
但是奇怪的是，回家吃了那个药，做了一些的，就是调养休息之后，还是没有完全好。虽然没有发烧了，但是呢，突然间心跳很快，或者是整个人很疲累，1个多月。
And however, after getting the medication and went home, the condition did not improve at all. Even to a point, her heart rate started to beat quite fast.
所以到一个地步呢，有一天上个星期，现在日子真的是过得很快，我都不知道哪一天啊，就是上个星期天左右啊，就是因为心跳很快到140，所以我们就马上去急诊，急诊医生说我们这边也做不了什么，要把他送去。 这个心脏科的医院叫救护车把他送去全面检查。So
the heart rate was so fast to a point, the heart rate went to 140 per minute last week, and therefore we called for the emergency service. We went to the ER room, and the doctor asked her to have a full examination in the hospital.
那很感恩的就是她当天晚上医生说她的心脏基本上已经稳定了，给了打了一些点滴，然后回家，她说回家休息吧，因为在医院这个病毒传染更厉害，所以就叫我马上要带她回家。
Praise to the Lord, her condition subside at that day, at night, and the doctor asked she to be dismissed, for it will be much easier to be infected in the hospital under such condition.
所以在这种困境中，有时候心里面也会担忧。
And therefore, people do worry under such circumstances.
真的是让我感受到人的生命随时都可以结束的，因为在我们角声的同工的一些的朋友的消息当中呢，有些两三天就离开世界。
So I realize how fragile our human life is, and as we do have friends and family circle among our coworkers pass away just merely 2 to 3 days.
一个同工告诉我，他认识的六个家庭，尤其是一夫妻两个人，60多岁，就三天之内就因为这个病毒离开。
A coworker informed me he knows 6 families, and among one of the 6 family, both husband and wife, only in their 60s, they passed away within 3 days.
我们不是说恐慌，但是我们的心中会感受到，原来人的健康实在是不是我们能够把握，生命也不在我们的掌控当中。
Though we are not in fear, and yet we realize there is nothing, especially our life, is not under our control.
所以在那段日子当中呢，真的是我也是不断的靠主，心中除了祷告之外呢，有时候心中烦躁的时候呢，就是唱诗歌。赞美神。
So I can really only rely on the Lord under such affliction. I can only give praise and think about His goodness.
甚至呢，我也跟我的孩子，我的儿子18岁了，我跟他说，如果有一天神要把我和妈妈都接走的话，那你会怎么办呢？
Once I asked my 18-year-old son, I said, "Son, if both your father and mother pass away, how would you do?"
那很感恩他说我要照顾妹妹他这个第一个回答我非常的感恩。
Praise to the Lord, the very first answer my son uttered is that I will take care of my sister.
所以诗人大卫他说，我在困境当中唯有的是仰望神，寻求神，而且呢，当我这样做的时候，神有回应。所以一到第十节里面呢，上帝有很多对大卫的回应呢。
So praise to the Lord. How David reacts to such condition is that he rely on the Lord, he trusts in the Lord, and God has responded according David's godliness.
第四节，他就应允我，我们寻求神，神就应允我。救我脱离一切的恐惧，他使我们的光的脸上有光荣，他们的脸必不蒙羞，然后又脱离，救我们脱离这种的患难，并且呢，神差派使者，在敬畏他的人四围安营，我们看见，我们投靠神，我们敬畏神，我们仰望他的时候，他就垂听，他就答救。他就帮助。
David wrote from verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. And this poor man called, the Lord heard him. He saved him out of his trouble. He realized that we do see an interaction between David and God. When we seek for shelter and we seek God,God will answer.
是的，很多时候中国人有种观念，就是家丑不可外传。我们面对压力，我们面对困难的时候，我们 总是自己要逞强，也不愿意来与人分享，或者是呼求人来为我们祷告。
There is an old Chinese habit is that we do not want to share the pressure and the troubles of our family to others, and we do, and sometimes even prevent us to seek for help and to pray.
但是神给我的亲身的体会就是，我们要投靠神。有时候我们自己也有软弱，所以当师母被送去这个急诊去医院的时候，我都不能进去，我都不能陪着进去，因为现在的政府的政策，你没有病，你不能进医院。
I realize I need to learn to seek for the Lord. As my wife experienced her health condition, she was admitted to the emergency room. I was kept outside due to the regulation at this time.
所以这个时候，我唯有的就是投靠神，仰望神，而且呢，求神帮助师母妻子能够经历到丈夫家人不能与她同在，但是主与她同在，主在她旁边。来亲自的鼓励他，安慰他。
And under such condition, I can only seek for help to the Lord. And I pray also at the same time, my wife will experience God's presence and healing herself.
然后呢，我也很坦然的跟我身边的同工牧者弟兄姐妹来分享师母的状况，我们一同的祷告，一同的仰望神。
And I share my trouble and the health condition of my wife to my co-workers, and we come together and pray to the Lord together.
神真的是垂听的，神也是在不断的施恩搭救，所以大卫经历到他说，你们都要尝尝主恩的滋味啊，并知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
God truly answered me.And he truly delivered me from my fear. As David said, that we all should come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
对，但我第七节呢，神不单让我亲身体会他，他也，第七节说，耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营，搭救他们。
Not only God allowed me to experience him, verse 7 also says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them.
我们想到大卫的生命当中，你记得吗？当他遭到扫罗的追杀的时候，神差派扫罗的儿子约拿丹来保护大卫，来跟大卫结盟约。啊，你看见神差派使者来视为安营。
As we remember the life of David, as he was under pressure from the King Saul, God has sent King Saul's son, Jonathan, to come and to be next to David, to give him comfort and to encourage him.
所以神，他不但他亲自会帮助我们，他也差派一些的使者来帮助，来搭救我们。我自己也有这种亲身的体会。
So not only Lord himself and comfort and lead us, he also sent his messenger to come next to us to comfort us. I myself has experienced this very thing.
当师母被送到医院，我呼吁弟兄姐妹祷告之后呢，有一对夫妇很体贴我们的需要，知道我也是太忙碌了他说，牧师，我可以帮你们买一些的食品啊，食物啊。感谢主，他排了两个小时在 Costco 排队来为我们买食物。
As my wife was admitted to emergency room, another couple, brother and sister in the Lord, they came and asked, Pastor, we can help, we can offer for help. And they shopped for food for us, and they lined up in front of Costco for 2 hours for us.
真的是第九节说的，耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。真的是神供应一切的需要，寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
Just like verse 9 says, Fear the Lord, You, his holy people, for those who fear him, lack nothing.
哦，把那个水果、蔬菜、牛奶、麦片，还有连很难买到的卫生纸，啊，感谢主，那一天都买到，连使我们一无所缺。我真的是看见这位信实的神，啊，透过使者来搭救，来帮助我们。
So the Lord has provided milk, cereal, and different food, and even toilet paper through his lovely messenger to help us.
弟兄姐妹，你在困境中吗？让我们口说赞美神的话，心尊他为大。
Dear brother and sister, are you in the midst of trouble? Let us use our lips to praise him. Let us use our heart to honor him.
因为神与我们同在，住在我们里面的比外面的更大，比这个病毒，比任何的压力更大。
Because the Lord is with us, the one in us is greater than in the world, is greater than virus.
所以第三节说，你们和我当称耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。
Just like verse 3 says, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
高举神的名，有时候因为我们失业了，或者因为各种的困难呢，我们觉得我们的名我们很羞愧了。
Just like sometimes, even though we lose our job, we are out of possibility to work, sometimes we are so ashamed to live our own name.
但是大卫提醒我们，我们尊主为大，他的名，他的信实，他的名就是代表他的 character, 他的本性，必定会带领保守我们度过这个难关。
And yet, David reminds us that we should glory the Lord. We should honor him, exalt his name. His name represents his character.
当这个扫罗很注重自己的名，没有被称赞，大卫被称赞的时候，他很恼火，他很嫉妒，甚至做出恶人的事情，要杀大卫。
On the other hand, we see King Saul, who only focused on his own name, and to a point, he's so jealous of David. He tried to kill David out of his jealousy.
所以大卫完全不同，他尊神的名，他尊神的名为大。他有机会可以报复这个扫罗的。他说，因为他是神的受膏者，我不能伤害他，所以他尊主为大，尊主为大。
And David is very different.He only exalts God's name, even though he has a chance to revenge and kill Saul. And yet he realized Saul is the anointed king. He wants to only focus and exalt God's name.
所以我们看见大卫实在是个义人啊。
And therefore we see David is truly a righteous person.
因为在诗篇34篇后半节呢，他就告诉我们义人。是蒙福的，义人是称赞投靠神，并且义人是敬畏神，必定蒙神的拯救。
As the latter part of Psalm 34, we see that David say, the righteous person will be delivered from God.
义人不是完美的人，义人是一个愿意不断的信靠神，不断的追求讨神的喜悦的人。
A righteous person is not a perfect person. Rather, a righteous person is the one who constantly seeks for the Lord and ask and look after the Lord, want to please the Lord.
相对相反的是恶人，所以等一下我们继续读下去，诗篇34篇的11-22节呢，大卫就在这里边告诉我们，义人是怎样的蒙福，恶人是怎样遭到神的惩罚。
From verse 11 and on, David made a comparison between an evil and the righteous person.
所以他自己要敬畏神，投靠神，来做义人，然后呢，也要远离恶事，以致他真的是被神搭救。
And David wants to be a righteous person. He seeks for the Lord, and he does not want to be the evil one.
所以我们都在困境中，我们都在这种压力中，很容易会，有一种恶的心态，恶的，偏行神的，偏离神的一种的言语，一种的与人产生一种恶的关系，这个是讲到这个恶人的带来的果效。
As we are all in trouble, sometimes, oftentimes we would like to manifest the evil in us, and we have a tendency to do bad things.
我们常常在电视上看到那个纽约的州长呢 ，Cuomo 啊，那我就发觉他前两天的讲话呢，好像有一种讲道一样啊，鼓励人。他说，在这个疫情当中呢，很能够显出人性的到底是善呢还是恶。
I've been watching our New York State governor sometime, and I remember last week when he gave a news conference, he was almost like a preaching. He said, during a troubled time, it's very easy for people to manifest the good or the evil from one.
真的是，我们在疫情当中看见有些人，这些的医护人员那么的牺牲自己，愿意付出来救很多的人。
As we see the sacrificial act done by many medical personnel.
但同时也有些人呢，因为也是因为他们的情绪崩溃，想看自己的家人，但是因为医院有很多的条例，不能让他们看家人，结果他们动起怒来就打那些的医护人员，打医生护士，真的是。这样的行为也做出来。
And at the same time, we also see some relatives of those people who are ill in the hospital. They want to vent their anger. They start beating up the medical personnel.
有些人就不断的捐这个自己。有个很感人的故事啊，有一个老人家，他自己只有五个口罩，他就把其中的两个还是我忘记几个，他就寄去一个医院的这个地方。他说我相信你们更需要，我把我这两个也寄给你们。
As we also see some sacrificial giving story at this time, there is an old man who only have 5 masks, and he offered 2 to the medical personnel, saying, "This is my offering to you."
有些人在不断的捐口罩，但是有很多人是利用口罩来作为一个威胁，甚至呢制造一些的不良的口罩。
And as we see at this time, many people continue to donate and offer sacrificially, such as masks. And at the same time, we also see people trying to use the shortage of some resources, try to make a profit or even make a bad product.
所以在黑暗当中，光显得更光明。
So in the midst of darkness, the light shines brighter.
我们作为义人，大卫说，我们在这种的黑暗中，我们在这种的压力中，我们要做义人来敬畏神，活出这种光明的生命。
So as a righteous person, David encourages us that we should stand firm in order to shine our characters.
好，我们读诗篇34篇的11-22节，也是比较长的啊，我就很快读给大家，请细心的来听。做义人怎么样敬畏神蒙福呢？33篇11节，众子啊，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏耶和华的道来教训你们。你看见吗？大卫他自己经历到敬畏神的好处，他就说，我要将敬畏耶和华的道来教训你们，跟我一起来敬畏神嘛。12节，有何人喜好存活，爱慕长寿，得享美福呢？就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心的追赶。耶和华的眼目看顾义人，他的耳朵听他们的呼求。耶和华向 行恶的人变脸，要从地上除灭他们的名号。一人呼求耶和华听见了，便救他们脱离一切的患难。耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵魂痛悔的人。第十九节，一人多有苦难，但耶和华救他们脱离这一切，又保存他一身的骨头，连一根也不折断。恶必害死恶人，恨恶一人的必被定罪。耶和华救赎他仆人的灵魂，凡投靠他的必不知定罪。
Verse 11 and on. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cried out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be contained. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned.
好，谢谢。那我们回到这第二段的，就是做义人，敬畏神，我们就能够胜过这个困境。
That the second portion talking about we need to be a righteous person in order to overcome trials.
在这篇诗篇里面，大卫常常比较义人、恶人啊，两个行事为人完全不同的表现和结果。
In this psalm, David compared the consequence and the result of good and evil.
所以啊，让我们来思想到底。敬畏神，怎样做义人？敬畏神，怎样的胜困境呢？
And let us meditate upon how can we defeat and overcome trials as being a righteous person.
他说，就是第十三节，就是要禁止舌头不出恶言。
And David wrote in verse 13, say, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies.
我们回到十二节，他也提到，就是有什么人，喜好存活，爱慕长寿，得享美福，他这里就是说，有什么人喜好存活，可以翻译成生命啊，原文是生命。你喜好生命，爱慕长寿，长寿这个字呢，可以原文的意思是这个日子和时间，原来大卫告诉我们。我们要喜爱生命，喜爱好好珍惜时间，就必蒙福。
And David wrote in verse 12, whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, that means we need to treasure the gift of a life, then we can enjoy them.
这个疫情不断的影响着我们自己身边的人的时候呢，真的是更珍惜每一天的时间呢。
As the pandemic starting to impact every people around us, we realize we truly need to treasure our time.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有这种的感受呢？觉得，虽然不像每一天以往一样的上班呢，但是其实我们会思想到，如果真的是家人或者自己有病，或者是因为这个病毒的话，随时可能几天离开世界，也有这种的可能性。
And brother and sister, as we realized, the virus can come suddenly, and we, the days we may have can be gone very quickly.
所以呢，有一位主内的牧师呢，他在德州很关心我，他说，哎，他说，真的是我们要随时做好准备啊，要不是主再来，要不是我们去见主。我们真的是要有这种的警觉和随时的准备。
A lovely pastor in Texas has reminded me, either we see the Lord or he will come again. And either way, we need to be prepared and to see our Lord and treasure our time on earth.
但是这不是悲观，而是说我们更要好好的来喜好存活。爱慕时间，爱慕神给我们的光阴，来做神所喜悦的事。
This is not a pessimistic point of view, but rather we need to be positive and treasure every single day we have on the earth.
我们不要那么很容易放松自己，马马虎虎，然后就过日子，然后就跟世人一样的惊慌忧心。
Let us not live this.Earth, like people in the world, without aim and so relaxed, without treasuring our time.
一方面，我们是有永生的盼望，我们是有复活的生命，复活的身体。
On one hand, we do have eternal hope. We are going to have a resurrected body.
但是，作为一个义人，我们在世上的时候，神要我们。过一个义人的生活来敬畏神，以致在这个疫情中，我们更能够显得光明。
And yet God asks us to be a righteous person, especially during the dark time, so we can truly shine.
那该做什么呢？第一就是禁止舌头，不出恶言。
How do we do it? One aspect is to keep our tongue from evil.
因为在压力之中，在各方面的这种的困扰中呢，我们的口呢很容易出恶言，出一些不照旧的言语，出一些血气、怒气的言语。
So it is very easy to for people to speak evil when people are under stress.
已经是一个事实了，就是很多人呢，因为居家令呢，全部在家里面，平时很少接触，很少有什么矛盾的。在短短的一个多月里面呢，哇，家庭里面有很多的矛盾，很多的伤害的言语，甚至呢，刚才我说的这个离婚的现象也比平时没有疫情的更大更多。
It is very common nowadays because in the past people spending time outside the family. Now people are home, they start to have conflicts among themselves and causing relationship issue. And as I mentioned before, many divorce cases start to be filed.
大卫他知道扫罗是出恶言了，他被神，扫罗是被神高立的王，但是他不敬畏神，他远离了神。大卫呢，也是被神高立，但是他受到逼迫的时候，他反而禁止自己的舌头不出恶言。
As I mentioned before, both King Saul and King David, both of them are anointed by God, and yet King Saul only focused on himself and he said evil words. Where David, he always keep his tongue from evil.
扫罗也说诡诈的话来欺骗大卫。给他有一个什么战士长的这个岗位，以为是抬了他的官，给他重视他，其实不是，就是要抬了他的官之后呢，给了他这个位分之后呢，把他送去腓力士敌人的战场，要把他杀死，借刀杀人。
And King Saul has an evil plan in his heart. On the surface, he promoted David to be one of the leaders.In the army, the true purpose of his is that so he can be sent to a dangerous battlefield so that he can be killed by the enemy.
弟兄姐妹，神喜悦我们单纯的爱他，单纯的来敬畏他，口不出恶言，不说诡诈的话。
Dear brother and sister, our God wishes us to seek for him, to love him with pureness, and to love him simply.
第四十节说，远离恶行，远离这些恶事，寻求和睦，寻求与妻子与家人的和睦，寻求弟兄姐妹之间在这种困境当中更要和睦。
In verse 14, turn from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. Especially during this time, we need to seek for peace, and to maintain a good relationship within the family, within brothers and sisters.
连我们看见总统啊，或者是一些的官员面对记者的追问呢、答问呢，真的是也不容易啊，哈。有时候也感受到有些火药味啊。做领袖的讲一些话都好像真的是没有这种和睦，反而是针锋相对的。
And as we see many press conferences, when the president is talking to some of the news reporters, and we see there is a quite friction going on, and we see we can sense a sense of fight. During their conversation.
我们一方面要为在上掌权的来祷告，让他们有智慧，说话，行事都能够带领这个国家，能够走在神的正路上。
And we ask the Lord truly lead the country so that the leaders and the nation can walk on the righteous path God designed.
我们在家庭当中也要真的是求神保守。我们也是做义人，敬畏神，不出恶言。
And may God also help each one of us that we can be a righteous person in the family.
我记得前几天我儿子他一直在申请那个大学，因为他在等候这个 scholarship 这个助学金，然后他就问我情况怎么样，我一直的也在帮助他来申请。
And my son is applying for college scholarship at this time, and he constantly wished to know what's the result, and I'm also trying to help him on the side.
然后呢，在对话当中呢，我就发觉我问了一两个问题之后，他很不耐烦的回应，甚至呢讲一些怒气的话，所以我当时我就非常的恼火。
In the process, he became impatient with me as we tried to sort through some detail, and he provoked my anger.
那我也讲一些很不照旧、不和睦的话，也激怒他，导致呢，
also,
他就不跟我讲话了，就回到房间了。
I also started to respond with some hurtful word, and he stopped talking to me and went to his room.
我心想我们做父母的，带他去看学校，为他预备经济各方面很多的理由，但是他怎么的这样的对我们的态度呢？当时是觉得是他错我对。
As a parent, I thought that we have spent so much effort helping our kids go through college of application and bring him to visit different college, and how come I'm receiving such treatment from him? I feel I'm right, he's wrong.
但是我没有体恤他的心情，他可能看到我们的经济状况可能不能够允许他去到他理想的一个比较好的一个私立学校，所以他也有frustration， 也有压力，但是我也没有理喻他，结果弄得这个关系就是很大的这种有一种的张力了。
So I did not empathize what he's going through once he realized because of the family income status, he may not be able to go to the college he wishes to, And therefore, there's ill feeling between us, and the pressure comes, and we did not handle this situation well.
结果师母说，那你怎么收拾呢？啊，后来呢，我就跟师母又讨论一番，本来是讨论就变成辩论，就是觉得我是对，你们不要吵了啊。
So my wife came to me say, Dan, how are you going to deal with this? How are you going to settle this down? And as during the conversation with her, I start to get angry again.
但是后来圣灵提醒我，真的是我的言语有些不造就的，也是不智慧的，激怒了孩子，这样也是我的不对，我要做一个榜样，要跟他去和好，寻求和睦。
And the Holy Spirit reminds me that I did not say words that is edifying to others. And I even though I think I'm right, I need to calm myself down and come to my house, my son, and try to reconcile the relationship.
所以在第十七节，大卫也这样说：一人呼求耶和华，听见了，便救他们脱离一切患难。耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
Verse 17, the righteous cried out, the Lord hears them, he delivers them from all their troubles.
拯救那些灵性痛悔的人，就是义人也会因为自己的一些的过错呢，会觉得痛悔、伤心，但是神就亲近，神就搭救，神就来帮助。
So God delivers those who have a repentant heart, even righteous persons, sometimes done wrong, and yet they cried out to the Lord, and God will come and rescue them.
所以当圣灵责备我，圣灵提醒我，我就去到儿子的房间，来跟他有一个比较深入的沟通。那我首先跟他道歉，就是。我说上帝，我在神面前也认罪，自己所讲的话呢，有一些是凭着血气没有造就的，神原谅我，请你也原谅我。
So as the Holy Spirit rebuked me, I realized I need to come to my son and ask for forgiveness. So I went to my son's room and apologized to him, saying the Holy Spirit has led me to come to you. May you forgive me.
然后我也把自己的感受跟他分享，也体恤他的状况，也他后来呢，他也打开自己的心，也跟我分享，最后也跟我道歉。
So as I share my feeling to him, I open myself to my son. He in turn also opened himself up and share his feeling to me and apologize to me.
然后我们一起祷告，我们继续仰望神。他一定会带领他前面读大学的这个道路，我们之间的关系反而透过这样的沟通更加深，一起来经历神的帮助。
Then we came together and pray. We ask God for help, and we trust God will continue to lead his future and his choice of college.
真的是不容易啊！我们很多人都在这种疫情中。受种种经济的压力，家人之间，甚至呢身体啊，但是我们敬畏神，我们远离恶行，禁止恶言，寻求和睦，这是神所喜悦的。
So as we are all under pressure due to the pandemic, that we still need to seek for the righteous way.We need to turn away from evil and do good. We need to seek for God's help.
所以敬畏神，除了禁止恶言，有罪的时候我们要悔改，离开罪，离开恶行恶言，然后努力的要寻求和睦，寻求和睦，一心的追赶。
So we need to have a heart seeking for peace, and we need to turn fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
其实在这段日子当中呢，有很多时间呢，以前都觉得 我们各忙各的，都没有在一起的时间。现在那么多的时间，家人在一起，其实可以更能够寻求和睦，寻求彼此建立彼此的更深入的关系。
In the past, we are all busy to be mindful of our own business. But now we have time together. This should be a time that we seek for peace. We seek for relationship building.
所以在这段时间，除了照顾师母，也是上帝操练我要有更多的耐心来照顾一个有病的人，也是不断的做很多的家务，忍耐一些的心情的烦躁。
During this special time, God has trained me and asked me to practice patience. We do have a person who's ill in the family. I learned to take care of the family chore and take care of my wife. And I'm learning in this condition.
感谢主，神也是不断在医治我的师母，她出了院之后，一个星期在家，情况有好转，也是精壮的速度是比较平稳，但是有时候偶尔也是很疲累，身体有点不舒服，我们相信，神必，搭救敬畏他的人，会带领我们抗疫，得胜。
Praise to the Lord that, after my wife has been discharged from the hospital, even though she still has some conditions, but all in all, there is some improvement, and may God continue to lead and deliver us.
在医院当中，医生也给她检查那个新冠病毒的测试，结果是阴性，就是 negative， 就是她没有被这个新冠病毒感染。但是医生说还是要非常的谨慎注意。
And during this time, while she was in the hospital, the doctor also gave her COVID-19 test, and it turns out to be negative.
寻求和睦家人的时间，我也透过这一段日子呢，真的是知道太太喜欢吃什么，儿子女儿喜欢吃什么。做点点心，做点好吃的，给他们吃，也是一种，带领这个家庭一起来依靠神，一起来追求和睦的一种的作为。
I also learned how to lead the family by cooking, by making food for my children, and this is a way, a time for relationship building for peace.
常常在家里面也是很不健康。所以在后院种种菜啊，叫女儿叫儿子出去晒晒太阳啊，跟妻子一起来，看见那个菜种，从一个菜种，不断的长大，成为一棵的菜，看见神的奇妙，这一切都可以帮助我们的新生灵健康。
And also, I use this time to lead my children to see the result of our gardening, from a seed growing into food and vegetable, and we see the wonders of creation of our Lord.
好，弟兄姐妹，今天很高兴在这里跟大家分享，大卫他在困境中经历了神的恩惠，神的搭救。
And dear brother and sister, I'm very happy that I'm able to share how God has delivered David through the psalm today.
让我们每一个做义人投靠神，做义人敬畏神，必定能够靠主得胜。
Let us be righteous and seek for the Lord and fear the Lord.
让我们的口赞美他。让我们的口不说埋怨的话，让我们的口说造就人的话。
Let us use our lips to praise him, to use our lips to say the words that's edifying to other people.
我们有软弱，有跌倒，我们在神面前伤心痛悔，神必赦免，神也必给我们力量来走正路，走义路。
We may fall, and yet we need to cry out to the Lord, and He will deliver us to put us back to the right path.
好，我们一起做个祷告。
Let us pray.
天父啊，你知道每一位弟兄姐妹的状况，主啊，就求你亲自的来垂听个人的有声无声的呼求，你搭救敬畏你的人，尊你为大的人，灵性痛悔的人，也是帮助我们在困境中能够靠主有喜乐的歌声，有赞美的声音啊，禁止我们的口实不出恶言，不出诡诈的话，而是寻求和睦，说造就和睦的话。主啊，求你来帮助我们，同心祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.